king was traveling along the road, leading a large group of advisors and knights. Their journey led them to the edge of a field that was surrounded by a fence. Since they were pressed for time, and the king ordered that the fence be torn down so they could pass through so they can get to their palace quicker. Now, this field was owned by a simple, hard-working farmer. He did not know the king at all, and thought that the men who had broken the fence in his field were a group of hunters. He became angry and began throwing stones at them, and dirt, and anything he could get his hands on. And one of the stones struck the king in the head. Now, the simple villager was immediately seized by the king's men and brought before him. They forced him to his knees, and they pulled out their swords, and they were ready to execute him. And the villager says, "You're trespassing on my lands." And they said, "Fool, don't you know that you struck the king? You hit the king? Look at the king. The king is bleeding from his head." And they pulled out their swords, and they were ready to execute him. Now, the king looked down upon the scene and saw that this villager, he had no grasp, none whatsoever, of just how serious his actions had been. The king had mercy on him and said, "No, justice will be served. Bring him to the palace." And so they bound him, tied him on the back of a horse, and dragged him all the way to the palace. The king went in and changed his clothes into his royal robes, and he sat upon his throne. And they brought him in before the king. And the king says, "Do you know who I am?" And the villager said, "They told me you're the king, but I did not know that. I thought you were just a simple trespasser. Everyone walks across my fields. Everybody tramples my crops. You know, I was just defending my land." The king said, "You are guilty. You are guilty of attacking the king's person." There was silence. Everyone was expecting the king to order the villager to be executed. But the king took a deep breath. He says, "I order you to clean the palace from top to bottom." And so the man began to work, and he worked, and he worked. And when he had finished, he came before the minister, and the minister said, "Now you will clean the courtyard of the palace." And again the villager set to work, and indeed he made it beautiful. And when he was completed, the minister told him, "Now he must clean outside of the wall that surrounded the palace proper." And then, when he thought he was finished, he was again ordered to clean all of the streets of the capital city. Now, when the man was first instructed to clean the streets, which was quite a distance from the king's palace itself, he started to understand the scale of the kingdom and just how powerful and awesome the king truly was. Having arrived at this understanding, it also dawned on him to what degree he had really wronged the king. He had committed a grievous crime, for that rock he threw at the king caused him to bleed. He injured the king. There can be no pardon. But he went back to the minister in charge, and he requested that he be brought before the king so that he should be able to ask him for forgiveness. And the king listened. And the king said, "Now that you understand, now that you see how great the kingdom is and how powerful I am the king, don't do it again. You see, a man who sins does not have any understanding of the greatness of the Holy One, blessed be He. And therefore, they stumble and they do sins on occasion. Had people realized how powerful and awesome the Holy One, blessed be He, is, he would plead and request for forgiveness in this world and in the next. May everyone be inscribed for a year of blessings, sweetness, success, and health. And may all of your tales end with shalom, peace, and peace.